We're going to remember someone who died last night, who has been a guest on the show, and we'll play a little bit of his last interview with us, as well as some other pieces. This Tom Hayden, who was a civil rights worker in the South of Mississippi, where he was beaten and jailed, who was the founder of the Students for a Democratic Society, who wrote the Port Huron Statement, which came out to fight racism, corporate greed, and wanted building a more of an egalitarian society, who was friends with both Martin Luther King and Bob Kennedy, during the Vietnam War, fought with the Vietnam War, against the war, was married to Jane Fonda, went to Vietnam, came back, and became a progressive politician here in this country. And before that, was an organizer in places like Newark. Was an amazing human being who we lost, who stood up for progressive causes across this country. We're going to hear a little piece of his voice now in these segments that we've prepared for you.
Participatory democracy is a jumbly phrase that came from the lips of my philosophy professor at the University of Michigan, Arnold Kaufman, in a seminar. He was quoting John Dewey, who was an elder of SDS, who had conceived of the idea that democracy should be broader than voting. It should include voting, but we should have democratic families, not dominated by the father from the top down. We should have democratic workplaces, democratic neighborhoods, not controlled by developers. More democracy, not less, was the idea. And of course, before John Dewey, there were proponents of civil disobedience and direct action like Henry David Thoreau, who we knew had said, vote yes, but vote with your whole life, not with a simple strip of paper. So we took that to heart. And for us, there wasn't a big conflict between direct action, sitting in at lunch counters, and registering black people to vote in the South, because you could get killed or arrested or beaten for either. It was all direct action. But at least there was a framework. It was more than a tactic of sitting in and occupying someplace. The framework was to push for more space for the human development that was at the center and the social development that was at the center of what we called participatory democracy. I would make the argument that participatory democracy, if understood, can be, should be, will be the only framework for the development of progressive movements and politics in the U.S. That's worth salvaging. I met this morning with John Angelos of the Orioles. He's a friend, and his family was the organizer of a baseball tournament, as you know, here in Baltimore, with a Cuban national team against an American team. The Cubans won, of course. And they now have the best baseball players in the major leagues in each category that sports writers pay attention to. And it's been an interest of mine for a long time to use baseball as an integrator in the Cuban-American relationship as it unfolds. And Baltimore is at ground zero of that opportunity, because of the leadership of John Angelos. He introduced me this morning. He talked about it. He had some questions from sports writers, very, very intelligent questions. And if we look at it just momentarily, you can see what lies ahead, what is so-called normalization about. We don't really know. It's a new deal. But we know what abnormalization has been. It means Yasiel Puig, probably the best of the best, but all of them are the best, are better than any major league players, had to get here like a so-called illegal alien, using the speedboats of drug runners and mafia families, paying off people, having to change his nationality, falsify documents in Mexico in order to live there long enough to be moved to the United States, to Florida, before finally arriving at age 22 or something with a $1 million contract in the United States. what baseball players from Cuba go through to come here is awful. It's a window into the whole immigrant rights issue. And it's disgusting. We want them. We're the consumers. It's like drug traffic. We want to see them play. It doesn't seem to bother us because we're ignorant of the facts of how they got here. We seem to think they're running away from communism. No, they want to play baseball with the best. They want to show that they're the best in the world. That's what baseball players are. They're required to give up being Cuban and to not go back and to be severed from their families in order to play. That cannot go on.
That was the voice of Tom Hayden, and we wanted to bring and share that with you. Tom Hayden, of course, was an activist in the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, founder of SDS, part of Chicago 7 in 1968, accused of causing the police riot, among others, in Chicago in 1968 during that convention, went on to become a California state senator, remained an activist to his dying breath. He had a stroke last year and died of a heart problem when he was taken home. He was taken home from the Democratic Convention very ill. So my heart goes out to him, his family, and all those who knew and loved him. So we wanted to bring you his voice here as one of the guests on this show and as an old friend and from the struggle in the 60s, and he has left us at the age 76. I want to thank you all for being part of the show today. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our senior producer is Mark Gunnery. Our producer is Imani Spence. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our research producer is Calvin Perry. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. Send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. The podcast of Mark Steiner Show, and share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.